I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
And good morning. It is 11:30 in the a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise. Here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, atop the beautiful Student Union building at the University of British Columbia. Obviously, pretty quiet around here today. Everyone's enjoying their holidays, and I hope you have too, and I hope you enjoyed the 36-plus hours of a very CITR Christmas, some of the most twisted takes on holiday music. But we're going to change tunes altogether and get into some sonically challenging territory for the next hour and a half. Hope you got lots of good presents. I know I did, and you're going to hear some of them today. We're going to start off, though, with some modern composition territory. Mr. Ron Gieson, better known to most Pink Floyd fans, actually, as the arranger of the Adam Hart Mother album and collaborator on several small species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and greeting with a Pict. If you like that kind of stuff, you're going to love this. This is Ron Gieson with Right Through.
Thank you.
music of Ron Geeson there, 1977. Right Through is the name of the record there. We heard side one. Names of the tracks were Dural Plane Gets Its Blades, Blades Spin Notions, Motion Above Rhythm O'Door, Four Guitars Did Laugh, Then Thought Again, and then Throb, Fence Words Thrill. Ron Geeson, you're not going to hear that anywhere else. That is a really super rare one. Right Through is the name of the record there. Check it out. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Moving on to some also pretty rare stuff, but pretty cool at the same time. I'm holding in my hands the electronic music album from the Electronic Music Studio out of the University of Toronto, originally released in 1967. The Electronic Music Studio of the University of Toronto was the very first studio in of its kind in Canada and the second of its kind in the North American continent. It was originally founded in 1963. Since opening its doors for the first time, the EMS, as it is called, has grown from a small experimental studio with a minimum of equipment to a fully equipped sound studio, where not only experimentation with new sounds is carried out, but where young composers can be and are trained to work in this new medium of sound and music. It's quite an interesting record here. We're going to hear something pretty cool. Gene Eichelberger Ivy. The track is going to be called Pinball. Pinball is entirely derived from sounds recorded from pinball machines using the facilities of the Electronic Music Studio. Ms. Ivy modified and reassembled these sounds to form new pitches, rhythms, and timbres. This was done by using standard tape techniques as well as change of speed, splicing, and reversal, as well as use of filters, reverberation, and ring modulation. Originally composed in 1965, Pinball has been performed both as an independent concert piece and as the score for an art film by Wayne Sowerbeer. So, open up your ears here. It's a track by the name of Pinball by Jean Eichelberg Ivy on A Noise. Thank you.
Best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned. The Bermans are actually going to be in at 1 o'clock with Pacific Pickin', and it was very kind of them to come out on this Boxing Day to come and give the airwaves some life to it. So stay tuned. And you're listening to Annoyance here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Meets a Name, and let's go through that last half hour of pretty ambient stuff you heard there. Start off with Gene Eichelberger Levy, 1967. The piece was called Pinball. All original samples off of a pinball machine and manipulated through tape and electronic instruments. After that, some original pioneers of electronic stuff, Cluster, from their first album, 1971. This is a must-own if you were interested in anything krautrock or German. And thanks to this new label that's out, Four Men with Beards. Be sure to check it out. After that, we heard some Throbbing Gristle, and you can really hear the Cluster influence on this Throbbing Gristle album, Heathen Earth, which was done, that was a tape for them. They wanted to do the live experience in a studio, and so you heard track 4 off of that. It's their version of After Cease to Exist. After that, some more krautrock, Guru Guru off of UFO. I'm very, very happy to announce that this has finally been re-released, and it has this neat little label are reissuing all these classic old psychedelic albums, and they come with their limited edition of 300 copies, and they come with a patch and a button. And, yeah, be sure and check that out. Guru Guru, UFO, and you heard the title track there. And we're going to keep on moving on here to some more sonic territory. Here's some Brain Ticket.
Yes. this message to survive, grow, associate these qualities with mind, heart, body,
soothing progadelic sounds of Brain Ticket, Celestial Ocean, this one's called. And again, another one of those fantastic little reissues, available at finer record stores everywhere. We're going to move on to some a little bit more cacophonous territory now. Four keys to being the greatest band in the world are: rule number one, never record anything. Rule number two, make sure that if any member of the band sways from the riff, it results in absolute cacophonous noise. Number three, never, ever, ever record in a studio. And rule number four is wait 30 years for the world to take notice of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the music of Les Réalisés de Nude from Japan. And that's some acid garage for you. Yua Yukaida and the Flowers with Hidarashi no Okoto. And it comes to you from this great series of records called Love, Peace, and Poetry. It's psychedelic music from all over the world. This one happens to be the Japanese one. But also keep an eye out for the Brazilian one and the Mexican one. Those are both fantastic records. Love, Peace, and Poetry. Psychedelic music from all over the world. Before that, we had some originators of modern Japanese psychedelic rock, Les Réalisés des Nudes, the band that refused to record or release anything. The only way you can hear their music is on absolute bootlegs. This one's brand new, live 1972. Of course, everything's written in Japanese, so I can't tell you what the name of the song was. So there you go. The Burmans are coming up here with Pacific Pickin', their best of 2000 show. Stay tuned, and we're going to leave you with some Chrome. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at throw 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies drops back. He's got a throw.
Throw it to the streaker.
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdown. In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He's going to put his team short-handed.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and all over the globe on the internet at www.citr.ca. Stay tuned for Pacific Pickin'. Well, it's not Tuesday morning, but it's time for another edition of
Pacific Pickin'
with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea. And we've got a special show for you. Some of our favorites from 2007. We're not really calling it best of this year,
because there's so much good music. We could do two shows.
We could do two more hours. After the 2 hours, we're going to be with you this afternoon. But the very best in bluegrass, old-time country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us right here. So keep that dial right where it is. We won't tell you who we're playing today. You'll get a surprise.
But you will get a special feature on the River City Bluegrass Festival.
You sure will. So keep that dial welded right where it is, because it is time for Pacific Pickin'.